Just freaking focus. Do you think it'll...
It sounds like my mind telling my other... My mind.
My mind telling my mind.
Well, it's ADHD.
Alright, do you think... Oh. Oh, I just do that.
Snap it.
I thought what it was gonna do... I thought it was just gonna, like... Trout, scan again. Take photo. Duh.
So I started recording.
I know you did. I saw.
So welcome to the dysfunctional pod.
Welcome. It's been quite a while.
It's been like 3 months.
I am currently trying to get my Sprite rewards or whatever because, what is this?
I don't know. Thanks.
What did I do? Oh, well. But.
Alrighty.
We're here, finally, after 3 months of nothingness.
Yeah. I'm sorry that your summer's been so empty without us.
I know. It's like you guys completely forgot about us or something. I don't know.
I don't think.
Only
that's
13
crazy.
People listened to us. Episode.
And then the one with Zach got like 300.
Now we gotta get Zach back on.
He just needs to take over.
Yeah.
He's just more interesting than any
of
us.
I'll tell him. I'll be like, yo, Zach, get back on the pod.
Yeah. Yo. So, we haven't recorded for a while. And stop making my draft twerk.
No, it's shaking its butt.
Stop it.
It's not.
It doesn't deserve that.
It's just shaking.
It doesn't deserve it. It's pure. Don't make.
Why can't it just shake its butt?
Because it's a stuffed animal.
That's not a bad thing. What's that smart label? Oh well.
What's smart label?
I don't know what a smart label is.
I thought you meant the please recycle.
Scan here for label. More food information. That's what it is.
Ah. So, why weren't we recording for the last few months?
I don't know. We were dying inside.
Well, yeah, but that's not any different from usual.
We were finishing up school.
We were. There was, like, prom and graduation.
Did we actually skip out? Like, yeah, we did.
On what?
Did we skip out before prom?
I think the last thing we talked about, because our last episode was titled Pain, was about my sunburn.
Oh, that's right. And that happened right
before. Which?
Or was it after prom? That
was after prom.
Alright.
It was after prom.
So it was prom... And then we went on, like...
It was, like, the last...
Hiatus.
It was the last week of youth
group. If you
want to
call it hiatus.
Yeah, hiatus.
And then we ate some bagels.
Yeah.
I got a job.
Yes, you did get a job.
I don't have to get any hours for.
I have a job, and I've had a job for years, and I still barely get any hours. I barely get hours with my favorite coworkers. And it's sad.
Weak.
I know. Plus, like, oh, man. There's a... Target's doing a remodel.
Another one?
Yeah. And we're adding a liquor store, so all the alcoholics in the area come down.
No, that doesn't make... Because there's a liquor store
across
the street.
But Target is like... Target wants to... What are you doing with my tassel?
I'm just touching it. I'm touching the tassel.
Okay.
Go on about Target's liquor store.
Yeah, there's gonna be a liquor store, and they're expanding the fitting room, which I think I'm gonna lose my little hiding spot behind the fitting room desk. I really hope my boss doesn't listen.
I kind of hope your boss does listen.
Usually she's cool with it, because I do, if I do my work, she's cool if I just
hide
sometimes. Because she's like, it's part of your charm. That was about my employee evaluation. She's like, you don't talk to people much. Get out, Lucy. Do you want to... My dog wants to inch. Do you want to come up? She just wants attention. Here.
Nice.
Come here, Lucy. Old lady. You just want to be in the center of everything. But... So we can look more like super targets, but without the...
Without the super.
Yeah, we're just target. Random old target.
There has been a target in the past that we went to, my family went to regularly. And my mom was like, is this a super target? No.
Never has been.
But it should have been.
That's how people feel about my Target.
Because I think all of the Targets are ending up becoming super Targets.
Like, they're gonna have to change the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
What's up?
She just... Lucy just wants a lot of attention. Yeah, so that's been happening. I know earlier in the summer we were going to... get one of our good friends on here to interview, but like I had canceled within the hour we were going to meet.
Oh yeah.
Cause like I was going through some stuff where I was like, so what do I do with my life? Even though I want to be an author.
Yeah.
That's such a risky game.
Such like, risky game to play.
Like, I'm gonna be poor.
Yeah. You and can always just. We can just get a big house.
Yeah.
Or a tiny house, because we're not all gonna... Mifon's the only one making the money.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have Mifon purchase most of the house.
Or we could just buy, a house that's rumored to be haunted. Because no one will want it.
That's true.
And the rates will
and
be so
low. And pray to God that it is haunted.
We can make a ghost vlog.
And we can make millions.
We could.
Lauren, we got this.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna be rich. Who needs college? Don't get down, Lucy. You're just gonna bark at me.
We can retire at 12.
12 and a half.
12 and a half, excuse me.
Oh my gosh. But then I was like, maybe I could be a librarian. Maybe that'll pay the bills. And then my mom's like, you know, with all this new technology, I don't know if they'll be librarians. Yeah, and I'm like, okay. That no, kind of crushes me, though.
No doubt that there won't be librarians.
Like, that's scary to me. Like, I love real-life books, not Kindle.
Oh, yeah.
Not this Kindle's crap we have going on. I want real books that I can touch and smell with my own.
It's not the
senses.
Same reading off of a Kindle versus reading an actual physical book.
It's true. It's true. And like
I can't read anything on an electronic device.
I can't either. It's bad. So, if anyone wants to support local libraries, go to a local library. You don't even have
and
to...
pay your fines.
You don't even have to, get books. You can just sit there and use the free Wi-Fi and they'll be grateful. Pepper, you want to join? Come here. Come on. Let's see if I can get her up. She just wants to join because she's jealous.
Understandable. You okay, Lucy?
Hold on, I'm gonna put them upstairs because they're
well, while
I am stupid 5.5 hour shit.
Well, while I am here all by myself, I am going to talk about absolutely nothing.
Okay, well, you guys go for pizza. Okay.
And how bagels
are
the superior food.
Bagels are pretty good.
I could probably live off of bagels.
I could too. They have everything you ever wanted, like...
Either... Oh, burritos.
Burritos.
I would live off of burritos. I talked about Grace about this.
I first I thought you were talking about, like, Doritos or something, but then...
No, I mean, like, full-on burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Chipotle.
Don't mention that name to me. They got me sick a few weeks, like, a week ago.
Get Chipotle. Big burrito.
It's like saying Voldemort.
I love it when they ask me. They're like, yeah, your burrito is falling apart. You want us to double wrap it? And I'm like, yes, please double wrap it.
Please.
I want it to be double wrapped. I need all of the caloric intake I can. I am a 6'6" man.
And he's ready to clog his arteries.
And I am ready to clog my arteries.
Last time I went to Chipotle, they got my order completely wrong.
And that's kind of funny.
And then I ended up...
How do they do that?
I have no idea.
Because that's like...
I ordered online.
Oh, that makes sense.
But they had my order out there.
I was going to say, because they were like...
It was like during a rush, and I was like...
Oh, that makes more sense,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know, but I still got sick.
At the when we have an online order, because we do that now.
We do.
Special. I know, it's crazy. We don't even notice when they come in, because they just show up on the monitor. There's no, and a little label prints off.
Oh, yeah.
With the person's name. So we're like, what's going on? Like, we need, like, a little bell that, like, kinda, ding, mobile order, or something
like
that.
Should get, like, Siri.
Yeah.
We should hire someone just for the mobile orders.
I would do that. That's what our trainees are. Our trainees do mobile orders.
Yeah, you have to haze them to get them.
And, I was thrown right in on bar.
Oh god, really?
Yeah.
And when I started at Target, they trained me to do some, like, basic things, but not everything.
Yeah.
Like, there are things today that I don't know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was trying to take inventory the other day, which I'd never done, and I was taking this, like, little scan gun thing.
Yeah.
And I was going through each individual clothing and just scanning it, and my boss looks up to me and she's like, Lauren Child, what are you doing? I'm like, Deborah, I'm just taking inventory. She's like, no, this gets everything.
Yeah.
Like, if you just stand and scan... You don't need to do that.
I love it.
I know. It was... No one teaches me how to do anything.
Yeah. I just kind of have to guess
I'm
making drinks.
Exactly.
I'm like...
That scares me, though. I couldn't do that.
What? Make drinks
like,
for
guess.
People?
Oh. Well, yeah. I can't make drinks. I'm not a mixologist.
I'm not either.
Well, you're close.
I'm close
enough.
You're
a barista.
Don't call it a barista.
Well, if you're talking in Spanish terms.
Well, we're not. It's like an Italian.
I know, but Italian's very similar to
Spanish. Yeah, but it doesn't
Spanish.
Initiate the barista thing.
Conosco y mai poli.
I hope you butchered that.
I probably did. Duolingo
Actually,
only teaches
here,
you so
I'm
much.
I'm going to pull it up on Google Translate.
What I just said in Italian was an Italian saying, which it does mean I know what I'm talking about, but the literal translation is I know my chickens. Which, fun fact, on my personal Instagram, that's just my bio. Nothing else.
That's all. I apparently disconnected from your Wi-Fi.
It's not very good.
I can tell.
I can give you the other password.
I'll just deal with this for the next 2 seconds. It'll be all good. But yeah, I'm on natural antidepressants where I know my chickens.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean to. Yeah, you butchered that.
I can't do the Italian accent without reminding myself of Mario. It's me, Mario.
But yeah, I'm on natural depressants.
Yeah, no, taking those vitamins to get depressed.
Yeah. Because I have a happiness issue where I'm always too happy.
I understand having a lack of a chemical in your brain.
So, you know, I gotta be...
It's fine. I spilled that. I know spilled you my did. Coke earlier.
I was gonna say, if you yelled at me for that, you would have been like...
Like, really?
Really now, Laura?
You're gonna lecture me.
But yeah, it's the funniest, like, my mom checked in on me, she's like, hey, how's the vitamins doing? Because I take, like, I want to say, let's see, Omega, vitamin K, D, St. John's, like, 5 medications?
Yeah.
Or 5, like, vitamins and stuff. She's like, how's it treating you? I'm like, well, it might be a little too early to tell, but I'm still not happy.
Yep.
I brought it up to her, I texted her. I'm like, hey, Mom, can we possibly get me on, like, antidepressants or something? And she's like, yeah, let's go natural. Like, yeah. No, I want the good stuff.
The good stuff, but, like, I've talked about getting antidepressants before.
Mm-hmm.
My mom's like, I don't know, because that just stops you from actually, like, confronting the problem. That's her belief.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I don't know, because she's had friends who have committed suicide and stuff, and so, like, she's like, yeah, so antidepressants, I don't know, that might not be a thing.
There is an increase, like, studies have shown that there is an increase of, like, suicidal tendencies in adolescent teens.
Mm-hmm.
With use of antidepressants.
Yeah.
Because it does mess with your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but
that would be
same
cool.
Way without, like, of it. it doesn't solve anything.
I'm like, yeah, there have been more teens that commit when they're on antidepressants, but I'm not one of those teens.
Like, that's good. You gotta keep going with that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
like, sure, that's a morbid
it
factoid.
Is morbid. It is very morbid.
But like, I already don't have tendencies, and I feel like if I did, I'd be able to tell somebody about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm open enough to be like, hey, just so you know.
Like, hey, you know, my time here is probably gonna end soon.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just heads up, but...
Just a heads up, but keep me away from anything that could possibly kill me.
Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah. Like, it's not like I have a problem with that. So, it's more of, like, emotionally, I'm just not here. I'm not in any sort of present when it comes to emotional Which I'm sure you can actually tell on previous podcasts when I was.
Definitely.
Like, I feel like, I think I was thinking about this, wow, I think I was thinking about this, you like, think. 2 minutes ago. do you think I can make it?
Yeah!
But I was like, I'm sure, like, previous episodes of the podcast would kind of, like, you would be able to tell when I'm in a little state.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, it's become, like, a constant state, and it's, like, that's not good.
But, yeah, it isn't. And it's... Reality is so harsh.
Oh, yeah.
It's way too harsh on all of us.
You know what my new favorite question is?
What?
What are you doing with your life?
those very words just bring so much anxiety.
I absolutely love... when people ask me, because I have to go through the same stuff every single time. I'm like, I don't know. I think I might go to like a community college, get my generals done.
Yeah.
And it's always like, oh, that's a smart idea. It's the same conversation every single time. And I'm like, yeah, but little did you know, I possibly won't go. Because for what I want to kind of do, I don't need any sort of higher education.
Exactly.
Like, it's
kind of...
If anything, I could go into trade, which would be like 2 years of schooling, and then they pay really well.
Yeah. Like,
I can become a welder. I don't know how to weld, but I'll learn.
You know what? Whatever pays the bills.
Exactly.
I know, I just don't want to be stuck at some boring desk job.
And yeah.
If people have a desk job, it's fine. It's good for them, but it.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be good for me.
If they like the desk job, then that makes sense. But I can't do a desk job.
I can't do it either. Like,
I asked people before we left high school.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them, I'm like, what do you think I can do with my life? And they're like, not a desk job. Like,
yeah.
I do not see you doing something at a desk, like, 9 to 5,
like,
sitting there.
God. And basically, as an author, that's pretty much all you do, is just sit there and write, but it's also, it's creative freedom for your mind.
Yeah.
And... I really wish the market was not that competitive, because because there's so many roadblocks, because you think that the story you want to tell has already been told, and that your voice doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, but like, in reality, you could be someone's favorite author in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I've heard stories about authors just, like, some of them just taking off wildly different career paths, like, there's this one author I read, Leigh Bardugo. Check out her series. This is not a paid promotion,
but you wish it was.
Oh my god, I really wish. But she went to school for cosmetology, and then she joined an indie rock band that hasn't released an album in like 5 years. But
it's like most indie rock bands,
exactly.
Modest Mouse. They've only been releasing singles, I think.
Of Monsters and Men?
Since, like, 20... Was it 2012 that Strangers to Ourselves came out? I think it might have been.
Like,
I
know I waited 5 years for Hozier's new album. And I saw him in concert. That was a great moment in my life.
Yeah. I've been going to a lot of concerts, and Minneapolis does not have...
It's not safe.
No, Minnesota, every concert that I've gone to, Minneapolis has not had any energy.
No, it was
2015.
So funny. Oh, wow, really? It was so funny. At the Hozier concert, like, everyone was sitting down, like, they were afraid to stand up. And the Hozier actually was like, hey, you guys, you can just dance to this, you know?
Like,
even though he has easy listening music.
That's the whole Minneapolis thing.
Like, we're all Midwestern.
I've noticed that at concerts. Like, the Switchfoot concert that I went to with Colony House and Tyson Motzenbacher. It started out with Tyson. We were all just sitting down. Colony House was like, hey, stand up for this song or whatever. We gotta get you warmed up for Switchfoot. And then they're like, all right, you guys can sit down if you need to. Like, it was a slower song. So yeah. They're like, oh, we probably shouldn't have told you to stand up, like, right before this. And then they were like, stand up again!
Stand. It's like Catholic Church!
Yeah. They didn't post about Minneapolis either.
Wow!
Colony House did it. It was hilarious.
Like,
because you see, oh, we loved it here at, like, Detroit or whatever, and then Minneapolis was skipped, and then, oh, we had a pleasant time tonight at
they wanted to forget the entire
Austin,
night.
Yeah.
Like, Midwesterners are always so, I don't know, we're very awkward as a people.
Same way at Eric Hutchinson, too. But even that, like, at the E-Hutch, he played through all of his latest record with us standing up for like 2 songs out of the 11, and then after like a brief intermission he started playing like his classics where everybody's standing up. It's like
I'm gonna belch at one point.
Oh, okay. there we go
That was a good one. Anyway, continue.
And then of course the opener nobody stood up for. But the opener was, like, really good. But then I learned that, if you guys ever want to listen to a great record, it's actually an EP, Dirt Train has a wonderful, wonderful EP. Go check him out. But, the lead singer for Dirt Train actually passed away due to cancer. So, I believe. And so my buddy Clay and I, we were like, what the heck? Because we were really digging Dirt Train, and then
it was just,
now we don't have Dirt Train. So,
oh man.
It was rough.
I know at the Hozier concert, during the opener was amazing.
Yeah.
Balin, I think their name was, and it was, their songs are so good.
Yeah.
Oh god. But I know that everyone was terrified to like stand up and get in the music because we were all so afraid that we were gonna get busted as like, because no one got there. What?
Need help.
With what?
Just come up.
Brief intermission.
Brief intermission.
Just pause it.
Alright. Well, and we're back.
Do you feel my leg? I think it's...
I don't know if I want to feel your leg.
Is there like a temperature difference right here versus right here?
Yeah. That feels like my sunburn. I'm like a little...
We pretty much have the same burn now.
Pretty much. Like, it's healed for the most part.
Yeah.
But there's still, like, little discolored
This is places. The most confusing
this is
thing
the most
of
chaotic.
All time.
Yeah,
because we were just going through some, like,
music. Everything.
And then we go talking about burns.
Yeah.
So I feel like we should explain this.
Well, Grace, it got Grace's screaming.
That's true.
So Grace needed us to take out a pizza that she made. And she wanted us to cut it up. I don't know why she does that.
I think she's like Brooke, where I don't know how she's gonna survive.
I don't either. I feel like I'm really kind of concerned for her. Oh, wow. That's
a nice little line.
It'll be a great story to tell your kids.
Oh, for sure, because that's going to last.
What's that scar right
there?
Oh,
yeah.
A pizza.
A pizza. So, yeah, we went up. I took out the pizza and cut it up because Lauren's cutting is
okay,
subpar.
You know, I'm good at it. I've been practicing my pizza cutting, and it's pretty good. It's not like leaning to the left anymore like it does.
Good. So I cut it, and then as I was cutting it into what? Eighths.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fourths fell on my leg.
Searing cheese.
Yeah, like it just came out of the oven and it just cheese first fell on my leg and went down. And I'm like, ah.
And then I grabbed a towel and
threw it at my leg and just brushed off all of the hot cheese.
Yeah.
I feel like there was a better way to do that.
Well.
Because it ended up burning more surface area of my leg.
I know, but I had to be quick in that situation.
Like, it was fine, and then you threw the cheese out. I could have lived with the burning sensation, and then you burned more.
This is why I can't be a healthcare professional. I just make everything worse.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's good. And I asked you if you needed ice.
I said, no.
No, it's fine.
Take it. So if it gets infected, it's not going to get
it's
infected.
It's not. It's a pizza burn.
It's a pizza burn.
Man. Pizza burn's a real thing, you guys.
Pizza burn's a real thing. We should raise awareness for the cause of the pizza burnitis.
Oh, man.
Gotta get the pizza burnitis. But yeah.
Storm Capitol Hill.
With all of the protests, like... Especially with the recent news of crap. Gun control. And then we're like, pizza burnitis!
Give us insurance! Yeah. No. Well, yeah. After
they passed
this,
that law.
Before anything else.
Before anything else.
They passed legal weed before
that's true.
Gun control. Man.
Minnesota didn't.
Really?
We're still not. That's more of, like,
I know.
The left coast.
Yeah. It makes me so
sad. Are we getting political?
We are getting political. It's fine, though. Like, I'm pretty centered in my beliefs.
Oh, for sure. Like, I lean more right, but I'm still... Like, I can understand other people's viewpoints.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not super... Like, I'm not radical in any way.
No.
But I'm also not, like... I am set on only, like, these beliefs and these beliefs only.
I'm not arguing online. And here she comes again. What?
Are you done?
What's up?
Are you done with your pizza?
Grace, can you take the dogs outside?
Will you get me a Guinness?
I don't know if we have any.
We do have Guinness here.
Oh, we do? Yeah, this is a Guinness household, actually. So, like, my grad party was a few weeks back.
I feel like that's not the way to start
it is. But, no, my family's Irish. It's only natural that we haul all the liquor in. Really? Okay, go. Can you let the dogs out? Please?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Grace. Mm-hmm. My sister. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Like, I remember my grandparents came over to help us set up for the day before my grad party. And my grandfather was like, hey, Lauren, I have something you can carry down to the basement. And he just hands me a crate full of liquor. And I'm like... Okay.
I think that's, like, the first thing you told me.
Yeah.
When I got here, you were like, yeah, we got liquor downstairs.
Yeah,
like,
we do.
Okay, Lauren.
No, well, like, just letting you know.
Yeah.
Just
so you know, if you want to get a little buzzed before church.
Hey, we do know how to party. But it's weird because barely anyone drank the beer down here. Everyone just drank the Moscato we had.
Yeah.
No one touched the red wine.
Oh, really?
Well, my family's Catholic.
Yeah.
They've had enough red wine for a lifetime.
That's true.
And it's gross.
Red wine? No. I can get behind red wine.
It depends.
That's primarily it's what a healthy I sip wine. Off of. But
I usually sip off of the Moscato, the lowest alcohol point, and it's legal to drink at home.
Mm.
So I'm saying this as an adult. It is legal. Anyway, but I know when you came through the door at my graduation, my mom poured me a bit of Moscato and Sprite mixed together, and she handed it to me.
Perfect.
So she's like, you're going to need this.
Oh, and I'm thanks.
Like, awesome. So that was what I was downing as I was talking to you.
Oh, thanks. You're going to need this. Blake's a little...
Like, because... Also, that day was extremely stressful for me.
Yeah.
Because I just kind of... I was already starting to get sick.
Yeah.
I was starting to have a cold, and then I was talking to all these people I haven't talked to in a while, and I love my family, but they're just... They're a lot.
Yeah, yeah. No, I totally get that.
Ugh.
I'm trying...
But I got money, and...
That's always a plus.
If any of my... Also, I was offered, like, a little volunteer position from one of my second cousins, Maggie. She helps out at this non-profit, like, a service dog thing.
Yeah.
Where they take service dogs
and
trained by prisoners.
And they put them down.
No. They take service dogs trained by prisoners and they become certified as service dogs and sent out into the world.
Tasty.
So she does photography for them, and she's like, so whenever I have a photography shoot, I need help, someone to rile, like, gather all the puppies together.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you'd be interested in helping me with that, and I'm like, you know I am.
Like, yeah. Dogs.
Dogs. Yes. Just so many dogs.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, they're all so good. I love dogs, but that was a good one. Like, there's a lot of, over these few months, there was a lot going on.
I still don't know what happened during my career party.
I know I came for like 20 minutes because I had work then.
I was tired the whole time.
I was
tired before the party started. Because I'm always tired.
I could tell that you were very tired.
I think I probably told you
that
I was tired.
Yeah, you probably did, and I forgot.
And then I was like, whoop, let's go. And then, yeah, it was a jam-packed goodness time.
It looked really nice.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And was it later on when I got home from work, Grace said that she came, and she's like, she's like, Blake feels bad that you didn't eat anything. And I'm like, I was like, fine.
I don't remember telling her anything about
no
you
idea.
Not eating. So.
I don't know.
I know she found out that there was food.
There's always
food. But there's always food at grad parties.
At mine, I had put some of my plants outside, and I found that my new dragon plant that I got from IKEA, it's like over there in the blue.
Oh, it's
teal.
A giant dragon. Whoa.
No.
Whoa, it's a...
It's that Smaug, but...
Breathing fire. Whoa.
I found out that someone squished him.
That's funny.
It was so bad. I was, like, crying as I repotted him. Like, he was just all tilted.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, I can save you, little buddy.
No, you can't.
Yeah, he's actually okay. He's droopy only because it was squished.
Is that squid?
Yeah, squid. I'm trying to nurse him back to health.
Yeah, he looks like he lost a few leaves.
Yeah, that was for when I had my sunburn.
Ah, that makes sense.
So,
You really went through squid, didn't you? there was a lot of squid missing.
It was a very desperate time in my life, my sunburn was.
You were crying as you were taking squid's leaves off. You're like, I'm sorry, squid. Even though that's his job.
That is his job, but he didn't help me very much.
Yeah, screw you, squid.
He's still good.
He doesn't have emotions.
Don't say that.
No, plants tend to not have emotion.
I like to believe everything has an emotion. Every, thing that can take in sunlight and... No. Stop playing with the giraffe.
Look at him just bobbing his head.
Did you see the blobfish Bryce gave me for my birthday?
Yeah, because it's the same one that you gave everybody
else. I know, but
else.
It's still a really... I was about to cry when I got that. Because I love blobfish so much.
We were at Barnes & Noble yesterday, but I don't remember what we were going to get you.
You were going to get me something?
Yeah, I was really... Oh, it was a llama bookmark. I was really tempted to purchase you a llama bookmark.
I love it.
And I was like, maybe not. Because... Oh, no. You don't need bookmarks. You finish books in a day.
I use random things as bookmarks.
Who doesn't?
I used,
I feel like bookmarks are not needed.
Yeah. I used an unopened face mask as a as a bookmark once.
I can say that I've never used that as a bookmark
You get creative. Over our hiatus, I turned 19.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Nope.
I'm in my last year of teenagerhood.
Fake news.
I'm 2 years away from being able to legally
drink.
It's
becoming more central to this
area. It's controlled. You have to quarantine it now.
Yeah.
But I was really depressed about my 19th birthday. I really didn't want to turn 19. It was what are you doing?
He's seizing.
You shouldn't have that. But, yeah, I was you know what? It's just another year that I'm gonna be alive. It doesn't matter. Life doesn't matter.
I'm a fourth of the way through my life. If I get lucky.
Yeah, in 20 years, I'll... almost be 40 or something.
I'll be midlife crisising.
I'm already
in
a
crisis.
I've
got half of my life left. What am I gonna do with it? Am I gonna retire?
I'm real.
Not gonna retire.
I'm not gonna retire either. But it's not...
You probably won't be able to retire.
No.
Nobody will be able to retire.
It's just another year. I'm gonna have, this time next year, I'm gonna be in supreme debt.
Yeah.
Unless I just sign up for Century.
Yeah.
To finish all the classes, because my college it's required to take a lot of other classes that I don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be nice to not have debt.
Yeah. You see, I'm going to no school currently. I love and hate it when people ask me, oh, so what are you doing for fall? I'm I'm just working.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I don't start till spring.
Just working, you know.
Nothing much.
I don't have any plans right now. I was actually talking with one of the janitors at our church.
Really?
Yeah, good old Jake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was and he and I are getting to know each other very well, and he's asking me, he's like, so, we got on the conversation of college and crap, and he's like, dude, it's like looking at the mirror right now, because he went in, because I told him, like, I'll probably just take a gap year or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I took a gap year, like, freshman, like, in between freshman and sophomore year. And he actually didn't know what he was going to do right out of high school. And he actually worked in corporate.
Corporate.
Like, all of his life, out of college, I believe.
Oh, wow.
And then he was like, you know, I hate this. And then, he signed up, well, he was like, oh, facilities at a church. And he was like, you know, if you told younger me that I was going to be a janitor at a church, he wouldn't have believed you. Like,
man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because, all my life, I've always wanted to be someone.
Yeah.
Very quickly. I mean, I don't want to get, like, YouTube famous.
Yeah.
Like, because there's some YouTubers who are just terrible.
We gotta get YouTube famous.
We want to be the good ones.
We're gonna be...
Like, who don't...
What's a good YouTube famous person?
Oh, the YouTuber I watch, Poland Bananas Books. She just stays in her own lane, reviews books. Yeah.
Okay. She's pretty cool. Other than that...
I don't know.
There aren't many, like, mainstream...
There aren't, but, like, there's no...
No, because there isn't an easy way to get rich.
If there was, everyone would be rich.
Exactly.
Which, I think...
Unless you become part of a lot of pyramid schemes.
That's what everything's
that's what I was thinking about, actually.
Actually, pyramid I was thinking... Maybe we should start one.
If somebody asks me what I'm going to do this fall, I'm going to be like, pyramid schemes.
I'm going to start my own pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like... But... No, but I've always wanted to be someone, and it's quick, and I always thought that would make up for not being a gifted kid.
Yeah.
Really. Because I was always needing help.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know.
Yeah. I just can't... I can't do stuff.
I can't
do. Like, I just... Even at my job now, I'm like... Sometimes I don't even want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do this. Like...
It's so bad.
There are some days where I'm like, oh, yes, but I feel like that's mostly because of my coworkers. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
These are cool people. But then, like, other days, when I'm not working with those coworkers, I'm like... This is kind of pointless, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Exactly. Like, what we do in our jobs is the definition of insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And on the days we feel like everything's pointless, we're just hoping for a different outcome. But it never happens.
But yeah, that's also another reason why I can't do a desk job.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sit in front of a computer... slaving away for 8 hours and being like, oh yeah, all of this stuff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got this deadline, I've got to turn in these files or whatever.
I've got,
like, I can't do that.
Like,
at all.
You know, it's like my original plan was to go into publishing and mm-hmm. be an author, but, like, that's even... It's still a desk thing.
That's very much
and it's
more of a desk thing.
The publishing industry is so competitive. And I'm
well,
just...
Well, publishing is even more of a desk job because you
yeah.
do stuff. Like, it's the by nature a desk job, as opposed to authoring.
Like, yeah.
You can, like, not be at a desk.
Yeah.
You can write, you can, like, hand write if you wanted
yeah,
to.
Yeah, that's what
you could,
happens.
You can go outside and just type.
And you can also just go places.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's freedom in that. But there's also...
And then you get to travel promoting your book.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
But as a publisher, you just publish books.
Yeah, you just publish and then publish
what,
again.
What, you read books and then publish them?
It doesn't sound that bad, but like...
Yeah, but still, it's...
The realities.
It's very much a desk job thing.
Yeah.
Where if you don't want to do a desk job, you'll realize how much of a desk job it is.
Mm-hmm. It's so difficult.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Trying to figure out what you want to do in life is not fun.
No, it isn't. It just... It brings off a lot of anxiety and a lot of sadness, I think.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize that the world is as simple as you thought it was.
Yeah. Because as a kid, you grow up, you're like, oh man, this is easy.
Yeah.
And then, with, like, chores and stuff, of course. But then you're like, you start to grow up and you're like, oh shoot, I have to do something.
Like, what am I gonna do?
Because this world revolves around you having to work to strive and to help the economy to pay taxes,
yeah.
to pay bills, to
just
live.
Fund the government.
And just to live.
Yeah. It doesn't help. It really does not help, but... I know that, man, free college would be nice, but also...
That's a lot more taxing, though.
There is a lot more taxing. And then we also, in the long run, it's not good for us.
It's not good for the economy to get free taxes.
But I would also
not
just
free taxes, free college.
But
free
I would just really love, I would really love free college.
Oh, for sure.
But,
I feel like... Maybe a lot more people would go to college.
Yeah.
If it was free. But also, a lot of people just realize, like, college isn't for them.
Yeah.
Like, midway through.
Like, I had a thought today. Like, I think as I was driving to pick you up, and it was, like, a line from Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
Which was, it was, like... You're paying millions of dollars to have this education being taught to you when all you have to do is go to a library and open a book.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's right there. You, mm-hmm. No one has to teach it to you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
And even now it's a lot easier with, like, master classes.
Yeah.
With Google. You can just Google your trade or what you mm-hmm. want to go into, see how to do it.
Exactly. And... It's also...
And all a degree is doing for you, and this is very, like, against college, but all
I
a
know.
Degree is doing to you is giving you the opportunity for a job.
Yeah.
Most people don't even go into what they get their degree for.
Yeah. Like, okay. My mom, she doesn't have a college degree at all,
mm-hmm.
but she's, like... She's really successful in her job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had a meeting with Microsoft yesterday.
Yeah.
And she showed them how she was using their OneNote to create, like, their PowerPoint stuff to create these instructional design stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were obsessed with it. And they want to work with her on stuff.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm being paid, like, probably almost the most a person without a college degree is being paid for.
Yeah.
Like, and it's... It's really,
like,
awesome. Like, I'm really proud of her.
Yeah.
But it's, we're in an age where it's all college.
Yeah. Everyone's pressuring you to go to college because they're like, that's the only way to get a job. But I feel like it's the complete opposite now.
Yeah.
You don't need a degree to be successful.
I mean,
especially so because, many. Like, colleges even advertise, like, oh, yeah, like, 30% of the college class graduated.
Like, yeah, like, that's... What?
Like, yeah, that means that 70% either failed or dropped out.
Yeah.
Which means, like, they realized, like, I don't want this crap.
Like, it's... I've realized that, like, when I was accepted into my school, they were very, like, I had informed them that I had a learning disability.
Mm-hmm.
I still have it, but they were like, so you gotta get all this help.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, the thing is, I have my own system and my own ways of doing this stuff. I don't like involving other people in that.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes it helps, I'm very introverted and I don't.
That's why
I think I'd drop out.
That's why
I
don't
alone.
Do therapy. Like, no joke.
Yeah.
Because I like to think, like, oh yeah, like the counselor's not gonna do anything for me, because I have a grasp on what emotions I'm missing and like what's going wrong. I don't need somebody to back me up and tell me, like, oh yeah, you're depressed.
Yeah, what are you gonna do about that? Like,
exactly. Like, what are you gonna do? Tell me ways that I can cope with depression that I already do.
Like, I know that there are, like, I'm always uneasy about doing therapy and mm-hmm. stuff like that. It's just, it's weird because I feel like I have to know the person to actually talk about what is bugging me. I can't tell a total stranger that.
And, of course, I'm going to go into therapy at some point in my life. Probably not for my depression.
I probably am, too.
For, like, any other reason. But, like, I can't go in for my depression.
Yeah.
Because it's not needed for me.
Like, I know that a lot of people go into therapy for ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, they're... because a lot of people with ADHD always develop co-illnesses.
Yeah.
Like anxiety and depression, which, mm-hmm. fun fact, that's a side effect of my medication. Anxiety, and I can't do much to fix that. So I'm kind of stuck with that.
Freaking hemp oil, CBD oil.
I need to calm
marijuana.
Down. You know?
Anything that involves the marijuana plant.
Pretty much.
I don't advocate.
I don't either.
Weed, but.
But, like, it's something that can give us both brain damage because our prefrontal cortexes aren't fully developed yet.
That hasn't stopped me from not doing anything.
I get that.
I legitimately don't do anything, and I don't know how people get on to doing things.
Yeah, I don't either.
And then I love how, like, DARE programs are like, everyone's gonna pressure you into doing weed, and I'm like,
not one person has pressured me.
Like, my whole public school career, and you did PSCO, so it's a little different, but, like, say K through 12, I was never pressured into doing any sort of drug.
Even when I wasn't either.
Yeah.
Like, I never felt like I had to.
I was never asked.
We were never
granted,
included.
I look like an undercover cop, but...
Like, we were never included.
But
all we wanted was to be...
Actually, but I was... I'm the person who got along with everybody, though. So I could have... Like, if I wanted to...
You had a hookup
if you
wanted one.
Exactly. But obviously I didn't. Dang it, I'm just...
Like, I always want to stay away from that stuff.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
people with ADHD are like 30% more inclined to develop addiction. And I'm already slightly addicted to things I hyper focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Like overthinking.
I overthink about overthinking.
Yeah.
Which causes me to overthink.
Yeah. I just evaluate every frame of my life.
Look at this. Now it's just like one little scar.
See? It's a fond memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But never in my life have I been pressured.
Exactly.
And my cousin vapes. He asked me once, he's like, you want a hit? And I'm like, no.
He's like, okay.
Like, okay, yeah.
We're all just people living here.
Yeah. I'm being pressured into doing drugs.
I think what D.A.R.E. really taught us is that if you're gonna do drugs, don't peer pressure people.
Yeah.
Be respectful.
Pretty much. Which a lot of the druggies get.
So, I mean, like, they're not bad people.
Yeah, exactly. I freaking love the druggies.
Me too.
Like, I'll miss them at school. Because they were actually, like, really nice people.
Yeah. They're always decent people.
Yeah. Or really hilarious people.
Yeah. But then, like, public school is good and all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a decent, but, I mean, there's some people I won't miss.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Like,
there are plenty of people that I won't miss. And
yeah.
I'm glad that I'll hopefully never see in my life.
Mm-hmm. Me too. But it all felt like it went by in a breeze.
Yeah. Oh, especially the last 4 years.
Yeah, because I think about how I came in as a freshman and then how I left. Like, as a freshman, I was very angry with the world.
Mm-hmm.
I was really angry.
You were an emo.
I was. But, like, I had good reason to be.
Very much emo.
I mean, I had a lot of good reasons. I felt like both my parents were, like, sick and, like, I was pretty sure that they were dying. My grandfather was, like, had decided not to go through chemo again.
Yeah.
So, like, I had to just watch him die, pretty much.
That's a really...
Yeah.
You were like, hey, yeah, I just watched him die.
Basically, it was not a good...
Bye-bye. Like, your heart gets black as you watch him die.
That's so... Like... Yeah. But it just...
Oh. I will get my vengeance.
Stupid illnesses, but yeah.
I will fight the world.
Pretty much, that's how I was. And it influenced me a lot. So.
Yeah, oh no, for sure.
But then
I went through a lot freshman, sophomore year, and then junior and senior year. I was like, alright.
Yeah, you went through a bit.
Actually, no, it was freshman to junior year.
Yeah,
that
I was thinking about.
Sophomore, junior year was the worst. Freshman to sophomore was, like, my illness time where I didn't a certain crap. And then sophomore year was decent enough. I was trying to get back on track. And then junior year was kicked in the face.
Pretty much. That would sound like high school career went.
And then, because of another certain thing, and then senior year, people were like, oh, yeah, Blake's cool.
Yeah. Time to live life. But, senior year, it was good, but it was hard.
Yeah.
Personal life and academic life, because I
almost failed senior year. I was at the edge of failing a class. I almost failed creative writing.
Oh my god, yeah. I thought it was music theory.
Oh no, thankfully.
I was like...
I had... Because nothing was graded in music theory.
Okay.
So that would have been the hardest course to get if you had an F, like, halfway through to get back up because there were no assignments.
What happened in creative writing?
A paper didn't go so well.
Really?
And then, I had to rewrite that. And then, and I got, like, a D on that paper. I'm like, what the heck? Like, I spent my life's earnings trying to write this paper. And then you give me a D on it.
That's
and then,
pretty much what happens in the industry.
And then I got a... I think what saved my grade was poems. Which I hated the poem.
I love poetry. I love poetry so much. Dead Poet Society is my...
But I'm okay with poetry, but when it comes to, like, villanelles, no one knows what the heck a villanelle is.
No, not really.
I was like, I want to do a haiku.
Let me do a haiku.
5-7-5.
Let me live my life. But, like,
yeah.
I've been... Poetry, man, I've been writing a lot. I feel like
what we should learn in an English course is a Japanese form of poetry.
It's only fair.
Yeah. I miss Chinese.
You could teach.
I should teach Chinese.
Yeah.
Get a major in Chinese. Double major in teaching in Chinese.
There you go. It could work.
It could. I'd be the first white Chinese teacher.
If that's your goal in life, go for it.
Yeah.
No,
I do a lot of things for the joke, so don't pressure me.
I might. I do a lot of things for a joke, too. Like, that's mostly just...
That's just my life, you know? Yeah. I just do things for jokes. Actually, I don't even know what the last thing I did for a joke was.
Oh, man, I don't... What did you do for a joke?
The podcast started off as a joke.
It did. But, like, I totally thought that you were... Like, I wanted to do it so bad.
Yeah. And then we go on a 3-month hiatus.
We've done this, like, multiple times, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Because the first and second episode were spaced so long.
I know. We just kept them all waiting. Hungry for more.
Oh, yeah. The 13 people.
They're all Bryce.
Yeah. Probably, let's be honest here.
Yeah, he's probably the only one who listens.
That's all.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Have we exhausted our brain in talking?
Have we?
I don't know.
Let's find out. Minutes.
And that's also including the 30-minute.
The 30-minute thing, part. And then Grace is like, guys, help me. But. Should we end it?
Yeah, sure.
We'll probably get back.
Someday.
Someday. Hopefully, we can try and make this a good... We can try and stay consistent.
Yeah. We can only hope.
We can only hope.
With my no hours at work, we can for sure make it work.
I'm barely getting hours as it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's do it. Alright, this has been the Dysfunctional Pod.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Let's hope that it won't be a super long time this time.
Yeah. Hopefully we can work through.
Do you think I can stop it with my nose?
Yeah.